get started. The 24th Perek of Mishle really divides into three sections, three smaller chapters. Because it's Thursday, I wanted to read the second section of it with you today. And the third section we will save for tomorrow, and then we'll be able to complete the Perek in time for Shabbos. So we are skipping ahead in the Perek. So if you have a chance and you're following along, try and chop the psukim that we're missing, the first 14 psukim of the Perek. I'm going to leave for you. We're going to pick up with Perek Chaf Dalid, Pasuk Tesvav, verse 15, which is up there on the screen as always. Okay. The pasuk says, "Al te'erov rasha l'nevei tzadik." The translation here is very creative and helpful. Shlomo HaMelech says to the wicked, "Don't lurk to the home of the righteous man." Right, to the rasha, he says, "Don't pursue the tzadik too hard." Al tishadei ritzo, do no violence to the place of his dwelling. The language of this pasuk is so hard to, not only hard to translate, it's hard to appreciate the depth of language here. Al tishadeid rivzo is such a strange expression. Rovates is the place that he roosts, you know, the place that rovates tachas masa'o is an animal that is being crushed under the weight of its the items on its back. It's a very strange language, but either way, don't pursue, Shlomo HaMelech says to the Rasha, don't go chasing after the tzaddik. Don't go follow him and try and harm him at home. Perhaps one of the most well-known psukim in Mishle follows, which is why I wanted us to focus here. Kisheva yipol tzaddik v'kam, rishaim yikashlu bra. Seven times the righteous will fall and get up, and the wicked will stumble through even one evil act. See the Malbim on the right side of the page. God helps the righteous recover from even seven stumblings. See, the Malbim's interpretation is very interesting because it the best way to describe it is like Haman, that the traps that they set for the tzaddik are ultimately the ones in which they fall. But all the commentaries say, and the Malbim is echoing that here as well, even though the tzaddik falls seven times, he still gets up, and the rasha will fall from even one, and of course will never recover. So these two psukim go together. You know, this famous pasuk, Yisheva Yipol Tzaddik V'Kam, needs to be read in its context. Shlomo says to the rasha, don't go and pursue the tzaddik, don't try and find him and ruin him at home, because even if he falls seven times, he'll get up. And you, the wicked, even one mistake and you'll never recover. Binfol Ivecha al Tismach. Now, who is Shlomo HaMelech talking to here in Pasuk Yud Zayin? Is he talking to the Rasha? Is he talking to the Tzaddik? Is he talking to both of them? When your enemy falls, don't be happy. So it's true that the Rasha will fail and the Tzaddik will recover, but we shouldn't be happy with the downfall of our enemies. Because maybe instead of punishing the person who God is punishing, he will redirect his anger towards you. So it is true, Shlomo HaMelech is warning us that the righteous will prevail and the wicked will be punished, but we should never celebrate the punishment of the wicked. If we celebrate the punishment of the wicked, God may turn his anger from them onto us. Al tischarer bamreim, al tikanei b'rashayim, ki lo siach haris l'ra ner rashayim midach. There is no future for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will ultimately go out. So, actually, two more psukim. Yiras Hashem b'niv ha-melech, fear the Lord, my son, and the king, im shonim, al tisarab. And don't mix up with those who disagree with them. Ki pisom yakum edam. If a disaster comes from them suddenly, the doom both decree, who can foreknow? Okay, Pidom Yakum Edam, the time of their disaster will come very suddenly. Ufid Shnehem Miodea. And the doom that decrees them, who knows exactly when it will happen? So what I wanted to do with you today is just focus in on this classic pasuk for a second. Because I think it will be very interesting. So Sheva Yiholtzad Fikam Rishayim Yikashlu Bra'ah. So even though Shlomo HaMelech is telling us not to celebrate the downfall of the wicked, he is telling us that the downfall of the wicked is steady, and the failures of the tzaddikim, they quickly bounce back from. So the million-dollar question here, although I will admit, is surprisingly not addressed by the commentaries on Mishlei. Certainly Chazal addressed this question in different places, but the Mefarshim and Mishlei don't ask the question of what is the significance of the number seven. And we know that tzaddik will fall many times, but what's the significance of falling seven times here? So I'll make two suggestions. One is my own, it's just speculation, although I think there's some truth to it. And then in a minute, I'm going to put up the Ben Yehoyada in his commentary to the Agada and Sanhedrin in just a second. It'll be up on the screen. The first possibility is that seven refers to the natural cycle of events, right? Seven refers to nature. 7 days to the 7 days to the week, 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuot. The Maharal develops this idea in particular, although it's certainly developed by others as well, that eight is Me'ala Teva. Seven, of course, refers to Teva itself. Sheva Yipol Tzad V'Kam means, don't think in this context that because the wicked have fallen seven times, though the righteous have fallen seven times, that there is something wrong with them. In fact, what Shlomo HaMelech is trying to say to the Rasha is the exact opposite is true. What we see here in the Pesukim, what Shlomo HaMelech says you see, is that some people's failings are natural. They are part of who they are. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam does not mean if the Tzadik falls seven times, but when the Tzadik falls seven times. It's inevitable. It's part of our humanity. It's part of our fragility, that we make mistakes along the way, that we will have regrets over the course of our life. Urshaim yikashlu bira'ah, the tzaddik stumbles seven times, but the wicked get punished for one evil intention. They have the worst of intentions, that's why they're punished. The mistakes that we make in life, the Rasha needs to understand that we are forgiven for it, or maybe we should say it as well, that we should be forgiving ourselves for them as well. The Ben Yehoyada makes a really interesting connection to a very classic Gemara, actually not in Sanhedrin, even though that's where this comment is found, about a Gemara in Kiddushin. Okay, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's where this whole story really begins. We won't do justice to it in 3 minutes, but this is the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes the following position. Ahu dehave ka'amar va'azal. There was a person that used to say the following expression, Shev beri l'shalmana. There are seven pits for people who are shalom. We'll just loosely translate it as good people. V'chad la'ove bish. And there is only one for the wicked person. Rashi translates it, Sheva boros kruyos l'ragle ish shalom. Umikula minatzel. Seven pits are waiting for the person who is shalom, but he avoids all of them. He doesn't trip into any of them. This is the expression that the Gemara uses. There are seven traps that are set out for the person full of shalom, and he navigates them all. And there's only one trap set before the wicked person, and he stumbles into it. And in response to that, the Gemara quotes, the Gemara quotes this pasuk, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam Rishayim Yikashlu Bra'ah. So in other words, you have a variation of this text in this pasuk that appears as a classic Aramaic expression in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Dav Zion. So the Ben Yehoyada commenting on this Gemara, the relationship between the Tzadik navigating all seven and the Rasha stumbling into the first one, he makes the following fascinating comment. Nearly b'siyat d'shmaya, tam d'naket shev biri, the seven pits, is a reference to the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Now, the Gemara is not fully presented here in the source. I'll just share it with you outside. The Gemara tells us that there was a town that had a shul, and the shul was basically being, was occupied by some kind of demon that they couldn't get rid of, so nobody could go there to learn and to daven. So they went and they sought help for someone to vanquish the demon that was stuck in the monster that was stuck in the shul. And the Gemara says they found Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Bitel Oso L'mazik, It was a monster, a mazik, that looked like it had seven heads. They sent Rav Acha bar Yaakov there, and the Gemara says, how did Rav Acha bar Yaakov defeat him? We really should have put the Gemara in Kedushin up on the page, because it's a fascinating story. Va'asa sheva krios, he bowed down seven times. We have seven krios in our Shmon Esrei. U'b'chol kriya hayamakal rosh echad mimenu. And each time he bowed down, he defeated one of the heads of this seven-headed monster. So what exactly is that? Okay, so Rav Acha bar Yaakov is bowing, and somehow the bowings are defeating the monster, and the monster has seven heads. A crazy, dramatic, amazing piece of Gemara. So the Megala Amukos explains as follows. The Klipas Esav Yeshba Sheva Kochos Tuma. Okay, and the angel that is the Saro Shel Esav, Yeshlo Sheva Shemos. That's Malach HaMavis, who Yetzer Hara, she Yeshlo Sheva Shemos. Okay, the Hutzrach Yaakov Avinu Alav HaShalom Lehishtachavos Sheva Pamim Ad Gishto Ad Achiv. That's the punchline that I wanted to get to. The Megala Amukos says something amazing. When Yaakov and Esav reunite after all his years of living in the house of Lavan, so Yaakov prepares his whole family to meet Esav, and when they finally see each other, the Torah says he bows to his brother, Sheva Pe'amim Ad Gishto Ad Achiv. Seven krios, seven bowings, until he finally approached Esav. So Yaakov and Esav, that's Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that the Gemara is referring to, Keneged Sheva Rashim Elu Lehapilam. V'lachen Rav Acha Nikra Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Sha'asu kimosha asa Yaakov avinu alav hashalom itzal Esav ad kan dvarav ayin sham. So it's really kind of a fascinating link between three things. Okay, just to follow what's happening here in the Ben Yoyada. The first is our pasuk that says the tzaddik falls seven times and then he arises. The Gemara tells us a story about Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who defeated a monster by bowing before it seven times, defeating all seven of its heads. And the pasuk tells us that when Yaakov Avinu reunited with Esav, before he met him, he bowed seven times. So if the first interpretation of this pasuk is that somehow seven has to do with nature, the second interpretation of this pasuk is that it's nothing natural about it at all. There seems to be this really fascinating connection between the power of tefillah, bowing down seven times in a place of Torah, in a place of tefillah, and defeating the demons that confront us in the same way that Yaakov was able to defeat Esav. Now, this is all abstract. What these things have to do with each other is very confusing. The Ben Yoyada himself continues with an explanation about the significance of the Yetzer Hara and how we conquer the Yetzer Hara, which is really fascinating. But the reason that I mention it is because it's a really, really surprising but fascinating twist on our pasuk. Kisheva yipol tzaddik v'kam does not mean that the tzaddik stumbles seven times and then he stands up, but it's a twist on that. It doesn't mean that he falls, but that he bows. It's a reference to the tfilos of the tzaddik, or the way that he humbles himself in front of the challenge of the Yetzer Hara. The Rasha is yikashel bara'a. The wicked are tripped by their own misfortune because they don't conduct themselves modestly with the challenges that they present that are presented to them. But the tzaddik who bows before the challenges, like Yaakov bowing before Esav, like us bowing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our tefilos, so that is the reason that we overcome the challenges that are before us. So perhaps what the Ben Yoyada is suggesting here is a radically different reading of the pasuk. Pasuk Tezvav says, "Al terav rasha l'nevet tzadik, al tishadid rivtzo." Don't try and interfere in the palace of, in the home of the righteous. Kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam, because the tzadik will daven for your downfall. And that might be a different way of reading this pasuk. Not that you can't defeat him because he will overcome his shortcomings, but the tzaddik will daven to Hashem, and Hashem will save him. So in this classic pasuk, I think we see two drastically different interpretations, which are, of course, both very likely and both very abstract, but beautiful. And I wanted to share them both with you today, but that's where we'll hold for now. I want to wish everybody a wonderful day.